Lord your God am holy. You shall not bear hatred for your brother or sister in your heart. Though you may have to reprove your fellow citizen, do not incur sin because of him. Take no revenge and cherish no grudge against any of your people. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord is kind and merciful. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person, for the temple of God, which you are, is holy. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you considers himself wise in this age, let him become a fool, so as to become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God. For it is written, God catches the wise in their own ruses. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. So let no one boast about human beings, for everything belongs to you, Paul, or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or the present, or the future. All belong to you, and you to Christ, and Christ to God. The word of the Lord.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father, for he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Thought we may have had some excitement going on. There were two policemen came walking in and they were escorting an Eagles fan out. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, I returned Monday evening back from my important meeting that I had, and the meeting was very successful, and the goal was achieved. I've often been asked, you know, being at different parishes. I was interviewed one time in regards to how do you take football and tie it in with what you're doing now? And I said, obviously there's goals. There are goals that we achieve and want to achieve, not only, you know, again, in a sport like football, but also in our spiritual life. You know, you can talk about what you would like to do and to increase in your prayer life or what have you to increase this goal. And he would say, do you have a goal for your parish? And again, I think I look back at my first encounter here, and I shared with you about the four pillars of my faith that really drew me deeper into my faith, my spiritual journey, and then for me, eventually into the seminary and then priesthood. And it was on the Holy Eucharist. It was the sacrament of confession. It was adoration, and it was our Blessed Mother Mary. But again, I looked and thought about that question, you know, what is my goal? And sure, you're aware of the going-ons, the happenings, the wonderful things happening here in the parish, the increase in families, especially young families, the bishop visiting, and then, you know, throwing out that opportunity to be open to the possibility of a Catholic grade school and what that would entail. And then, again, other goals. But, you know, there's really, when we think about it, in our spiritual life, there's only one goal that is ultimately of any importance. And yes, it is to grow in holiness. We hear that directive from our Lord to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. There's only one destiny. That destiny for us is to get to heaven. That goal for us is to advance in wisdom, to advance in the grace that God gives us, to open our minds and hearts to what God may be calling us in our lives. So yes, that one goal is to grow in holiness, to be holy. The love that we have for God, the love that definitely He has for us. And I mentioned before, God will never give up on you and me, thanks be to God. We should never give up on Him. And God wishes to share with us, yes, to be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. We hear that also in that first reading from our Lord speaking to Moses. That call of holiness is a universal one, but it's also a fundamental one. And what does that mean for me, for you, to be holy? You know, it doesn't mean that we, you know, are strange or weird in some way, or somehow not of this world. It doesn't mean that, yes, we aspire to be someone that we are not. This is one of the great deceptions of Satan. You know, what are you doing praying more? What are you doing going to Mass? What are you doing trying to be holy? Are you trying to be a saint? Yeah, one of the greatest deceptions of Satan is because he wants to keep us from holiness. He wants to keep us on a path other than that path that God has laid out for us. He wants to keep us from true and lasting happiness. We got to realize that holiness is totally human. Indeed, it was intended for all of us at the very beginning. Adam and Eve were created in a state that the church calls original holiness. Their natural inclination was to be God and generous and loving. I'm sorry, to be good and generous and loving. But they wanted to be God. It was their first sin that disrupted this whole process. That's why we were all born with original sin. So we're now disposed in an unnatural way. But to seek the holiness that we have, seek the holiness as it's set out before us, we have to get rid of the selfishness, the laziness, the lust. And so holiness is really simply to, again, the process by which we can be transformed from those disordered inclinations, that they can be corrected in order to become sons and daughters the way God intended us to be. If we look again at the words that God spoke to Moses, "You shall not bear hatred toward your brother. You shall not bear hatred toward your sister in your heart. Take no revenge. Cherish no grudge. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." These words today still tell us how we are to live our faith and to live that out in a manner of holiness. And what our primary purpose and goal in life is about. We continue in our gospel from this Sermon on the Mount. And our Lord Jesus wants to clarify. He wants to confirm the law given to us through the prophets, that this law is now fulfilled in him. Yes, it's given to the prophets, and he expresses that an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth is not the law of God. It's a distortion that really grew from the legalism of the chosen people. They were going beyond. If you take my eye out, I'm going to kill you. And so much distorted that revenge. And we too still have revenge in our own thoughts, in our own actions at times, that we want to take pleasure in someone's downfall. But our Lord teaches us, yes, to be reconciled back to him, that reconciliation, that generosity that he gives us, it pours out his mercy upon us, that we should love our neighbor and hate our enemy is not right. You and I are called to love regardless of whether we like what that person does or what that person says. So it is a call on this Sermon on the Mount that our Lord gives us. It's a challenge. It's a challenge to us that we can definitely be called to holiness, that we're not out of sorts or the, you know, again, opposite or odd against the world if we follow the church's teaching. You know, and if we are looked at as odd, in whose eyes are we, again, looking toward? And whose eyes are we wanting to satisfy? It's those eyes of God. Our God loves us so much that he can't take his eyes off of us. So we strive as sons, as daughters, to our living God to be holy. What can we work on? What does that holiness look like? In 4 days, we'll have our Lenten season begin on Ash Wednesday. What can I do this Lent that will put me on that path to holiness? We have Holy Eucharist each and every day. We have confessions each and every day. You have that opportunity to pray a chaplet of divine mercy each and every day, to embrace the love of Mary. And last but not least, you have the opportunity to adore our Lord, exposed in the Blessed Sacrament in adoration. What an opportunity it is for us this Lenten season to grow in holiness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. stand as we profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
of all things visible and invisible.
I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen. Challenged by Christ, our Lord, to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect, we bring all our needs to our Heavenly Father, who is kind and merciful.
For the Church, the temple of God, that her holiness may shine out in the world, especially the witness of her universal love, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the powerful and influential, that they may be given the grace to understand God's wisdom and to turn their efforts to justice, life, and peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our enemies and persecutors, for those who take what is ours, that we may have the grace to return more good to them than the evil they have done to us, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who fight against racism, oppression, and injustice, that their courageous witness may inspire all of us to work for justice and peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those from whom we are separated or alienated, for those that we have forgotten or ignored, that we may have the grace to take the first step to reconciliation with them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are suffering and heavily burdened, that the Lord may heal all their ills, redeeming their life from destruction and crowning them with kindness and compassion, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God will welcome into the heavenly kingdom the souls of all who have died in God's peace, especially for Christina Lopez, for whom this Mass is offered. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
Heavenly Father, as we pray for these intentions, help us to grow together. Help us to overcome hostility and conflict and to grow in holiness. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.